with your hourly sports update on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. With the Meesville Mudhens game on Wednesday night with Lake City rained out in the Tri-County area, that gave us a great opportunity to catch up with Hens manager Matt Vanderbosch. We first talked to Vanderbosch about Tuesday night's makeup victory over Hampton in a big 10-5 victory powered by three home runs.
Yeah, we got to a good start, got out ahead. A couple of the veterans, you know, been leading us in that regard with the long ball. Kind of got away from us a little bit. They tied it up. I think it was the third or fourth inning, 4-4, but then we tacked some more back on with a few more home runs. So that's always nice. And we can get those crooked numbers off of one swing. It really takes a lot of pressure off of the pitching staff, that's for sure.
It was also nice to see ace pitcher Jake Dickmeyer taking steps in the right direction to get back to his former self before playoffs begin.
A little better, still not great. His biggest thing this year, he hasn't been able to really spot that fastball, and, you know, velo is down a little bit. I mean, and when he's right, he's like 85 to 87, when his command is very good. He's not quite there. I would say from a velo standpoint, he might be, you know, low 80s right now, but he's leaving balls up and over the plate. So he showed some flashes last night of keeping the ball down and kind of spotting some good, you know, fastball command and whatnot, but not quite there. It's a little bit better than previous starts, but he really needs to kind of get going and figure out, and maybe we can do some size sessions and whatnot that he's going to work on. But trying to work on that fastball command and then also secondary stuff, he's got to be able to mix in as the secondary for strikes, because we need to be able to drop those in and keep them off balance a little bit so they're not just keying on that fastball.
While some of the veteran arms may struggle just a little bit throughout this summer, some young, talented arms have come to the forefront. Vanderbosch on the importance of adding both Aiden Maldonado and Riley Ahern back into the rotation.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, Aiden, kind of got in touch with him, you know, through the coaching ranks in my time with St. Thomas and through Olean and, you know, some of the other coaches around here. He was at Illinois, transferring out of there, and he was in talks with St. Thomas, and he actually signed. He committed with U of M. He's been working out with one of our other pitchers, Cole Kramer. So we got in touch and discussed. He's wanting to get some live looks and innings and stuff, and we signed him kind of mid-year, you know, first outing Sunday. You know, we're going to try to build him up and try to stretch him out as much as we can before playoffs hit to see, you know, if we can utilize him as much as possible. But yeah, he's firm, very firm. I think max velo is like 94, 95. He'll probably sit, you know, the low 90s, and, you know, if we have him in a starting role, he's probably going to be, you know, more of that probably upper 80s, low 90s type of velo. But he's got good secondary stuff, and he throws multiple pitches for strikes. I think for him, it's just getting back live and getting used to seeing hitters again, because it's been several months, you know, since he's been out there. I think Sunday, he, you know, stuff was electric. But, you know, he got, you know, a little pumped up and had some walks in there. And once he relaxed and started staying back and behind the baseball, then he got the ball back, you know, down in the zone, and he's fine. Another one that we really want to get going is Riley Ahern. He is the brother of Shannon Ahern. Shannon has been one of our better pitchers over the years, but he had Tommy John surgery, so he's out for this year. But Riley is coming off some injury stuff, too. His college season with St. Cloud State. Didn't pitch a whole lot for them. He pitched a little bit towards the end of the year. He took some time off to kind of rehab and get his arm right. So he's kind of starting off there, too. And he looked very crisp to me, I thought. Multiple pitches to strikes again. He's probably going to be at that upper 80s, low 90s, you know, kind of max. But again, multiple pitches or strikes, and he has some good command with his fastball too, which I'm really pleased with. So with Riley and with Aiden, we're going to try to kind of stack those guys together and stretch them out as much as we can, kind of use them as openers, you know, moving forward. And then by the time playoffs, we'll see where we sit.
Talking with Vanderbosch on Wednesday, he notes that Wednesday's game with Lake City will now be rescheduled due to rain to next Friday, July 23rd. That will also be a special night at Jack Rohr Field. Vanderbosch on the upcoming Mudhens schedule.
Yeah, so tonight's game will be postponed to next Friday. Works out because we had to kind of fill the Friday date. We had a Egan backed out on us, and we had to fill that date because that is Meesville night. And it should be a large crowd, 500-plus. Probably normally is, you know, at least that. So before the game, they have free beer and food and whatnot for fans. So that'd be a nice, fun night to host Lake City. But then this weekend, we have Rochester, which is, it can always be tough because their arms can really dominate. We were fortunate to beat their top guy last Friday down there, and I don't know if we'll see him again or not. But Matt Meyer was their guy. He was a AAA guy, so we'll see what they bring there. And then Sunday in Elko. You know, Elko's kind of had our number for the past several matchups, you know, so we owe them. So, yeah, these are a couple big games and be a pivoting point here to see where we sit, if we're going to stay at the top of the section here or if it will dip down a notch or two.
Plenty of amateur baseball coming up here in the Tri-County area, even with all the rainouts on Wednesday, because in the Classic Cannon Valley League, we have plenty of baseball to talk about, and we'll start with the games coming up on Friday night in the area. The Northfield Knights will be at home at Seckler taking on the Hampton Cardinals. That'll be a big one in Section 1B action. The two teams will meet up at 7:30 p.m. Friday night, Northfield and Hampton in Northfield at Seckler. Another big game on Friday night between two section rivals in Class C will be the Red Wing Aces taking on the Cannon Falls Bears. This game will be played Friday night in Red Wing. That'll be a 7:30 start at the Ath, a big game between two Class C rivals. Friday night, we talked about that one a bit with Matt Vanderbosch, manager of the Mudhens. That's a big one, too. Section 1B showdown just like last Friday. This time, Rochester will come to the Jack. 8 o'clock start. We'll have all the action right here on KDWA, and we'll have that with Mr. Joe Kolar at 8 p.m. Only one game on Saturday in the Classic Cannon Valley League, but it's going to be a big one because it's going to be right here on KDWA Radio. Some bonus baseball. The Hastings Hawks will take on the Dundas Dukes in our Rivertown Days weekend affair. A 2 o'clock start at Vets. Matty Liefeld, all of the action on Saturday. 1:45 pregame, 2 o'clock start. Hawks, Dukes from Vets. It's going to be a blast in the sunshine. Then we go to Sunday. Just so many huge games to look at. First and foremost, Cannon Falls, the Bears in action, big sectional test. They get Lake City in Lake City at 2 o'clock start on Sunday. The Rochester Royals and the Northfield Knights, they'll play at 2 p.m. down at Mayo Field in Rochester. The Hampton Cardinals on Sunday, they'll be at New Market taking on the Muskies. That will be a 2 o'clock start. The Meesville Mudhens will also be in action live on KDWA Sunday. It's not a classic Cannon Valley League game, but it is a Section 1B game as they will be taking on the Elko Express, a 2 o'clock start right here on KDWA, that on Sunday. And don't forget as well, Hawks back-to-back games and back-to-back days. On Sunday, they will head down to Red Wing as they get set to close down the regular season schedule. That also a 2 o'clock start. And be sure to stay tuned to KDWA for more on the 2021 summer baseball season. This has been your hourly Tri-County Sports Update on KDWA Radio, AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. You can always find your sports when you want them at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.